You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
I don't know what's gotten into everybody. Did you guys hear? It looks like the Mets and the Tampa Bay Rays are in... They're in some trade talks. Oh, by the way, did you guys hear about this? Can I tell you the craziest thing about what's going on in New York today? It's the weirdest feeling on the streets today. There's this thing going on that I haven't seen before. It's called eye contact. As you walk the streets of New York City, people are making eye contact, and they're nodding and smiling. What is this? What is this, the 1800s, people? There's a weird... I'm literally afraid that someone on the street is going to invite me over for pie. It's this weird spirit of something or other that's going on. I don't care for it. You know what? Yes, you can, but no, I don't have to. Now, tonight's guest is Chris Wallace. We're very excited about that. Chris Wallace will be joining us. He's the fellow who puts the news in Fox News. It's... Somebody's got to. They've got plenty of Fox. Really an historic night last night. You may have heard Barack Obama will be the first black president of the United States of America. Sorry, Nixon, releasing one self-produced rap album doesn't make you black. I'm not a crook, yo! I'm not a crook, yo! All right. Obama's also the first Democrat to receive more than 50% of the vote since Jimmy Carter, the first senator to be elected to the White House since John F. Kennedy, the first Muslim to be... I've said too much. As soon as the results were final, Barack Obama received a congratulatory call from still President Bush, who told him, quote, "What an awesome night for you." Laura and I called to congratulate you and your good bride. I could have just said wife, but this being an official statement and all, I figured I'd make it weird. Anyway, y'all should come over to my family building at food eating time. We could hang out the word trade. Oh. Oh, Bush impression. I'll miss you the most. You know what I'm gonna do? I got to work on my Obama. All right, I'm going to work on my Obama. Are you ready? Here we go. Yes, we can. I've only had a day, so. Last night, Barack Obama won the popular vote by a margin of 52% to 46%, and currently the electoral vote by 364 to 173. So, a 6% popular vote victory translates into a 2-1 electoral college drubbing, proving once again that the electoral college makes perfect sense. It's as sound as it was when that shipload of mentally defective orangutans washed ashore and designed it. But of course, along with the... Put that thing away. Right turn, Clyde. Along with the Electoral College, the big star of the night were the news networks and their magnificent technology. For 24-hour news channels, election night is Christmas, Hanukkah, and your parents getting divorced all at once. In other words, toys. So on a night that actually needed no jazzing up, there were a few sites that made you ask in our new segment, why? We begin with MSNBC, where why was Chuck Todd descending into madness while addressing the Imperial Senate? Why was Ann Curry trapped with the magic Graf Tundas floor-mounted info tubes? And why are those guys painting a map on an ice skating rink? And now to make Indiana blue for the first time since 1976, Christy Yamaguchi. But above all, CNN. Why?
I want you to watch what we're about to do because you've never seen anything like this on television.
Hi, Wolf.
All right, big round of applause. We did it. There she is, Jessica Yellen. I know you're in Chicago, but we've done something, a hologram. We beamed you in.
Yeah, Jessica, we could have had your image crystal clear on one of those 10-foot-high HD plasma screens we have all around the studio. But I like this weird, unbelievably distracting Mortal Kombat video game thing we decided to do. But of course, that technology did come in handy later with an exclusive interview they had with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
1,000 miles away, but it looks like you're right here. Tell us what's going on in Chicago right now.
Are you Sarcana? Are you Sarah Connor?
But you know, we mock these technological advances. They are actually very useful in election analysis.
Show us quickly why we haven't called Pennsylvania yet.
Because we don't have any votes.
As I have just shown you with magic. Across the country in Grant Park, Chicago, Barack Obama took the stage before 250,000 delirious supporters and Oprah Winfrey, who had actually purchased this white man to lean on during the speech. Everybody look under your chairs. You get a white guy to lean on. You get a white guy to lean on. You get a white guy to lean on. And finally, victorious, Barack Obama delivered the latest, greatest speech of his life, making sure to acknowledge those who had helped him along the way.
And I would not be standing here tonight without the unyielding support of my best friend for the last 16 years, the rock of our family, the love of my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Ayers. Yeah. How are we gonna make this funny? During his speech, Barack Obama singled out a specific voter he had met to reaffirm the significance of the evening.
Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery.
She was there for the buses in Montgomery, the hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and this year, in this election, she touched her finger to a screen. and cast her vote.
Truth is, she touched a toaster oven. We told her she had voted. She's very old. And a McCain supporter. We didn't want her to vote. Jason Jones was in Chicago for the speech. Quite a moving story about Ann Nixon Cooper, don't you? All that she had seen in her life. All the changes that she had seen in America in her life. It was very moving.
It was, John. But let's not forget about another group who never thought they'd live to see this day. I'm talking, of course, about elderly, unrepentant racists. Racists like 98-year-old Billy Ray Chambliss, the grandson of a plantation owner who's seen so, so much. Baseball ruined by Jackie Robinson. Rosa Parks taking the prestige and joy out of bus travel. Arnold and Willis destroying the Drummond family.
What you talking about, Jason?
Well, Mr. S., I'm talking about people who, despite their lack of education and accomplishments, still hold on to the idea that they are the clearly superior race. Yes, Mr. Chambliss never thought he'd live to see this day. Didn't want to, and quite frankly, shouldn't have.
What was Mr. Chambliss' reaction upon hearing this news?
He actually doesn't know yet. Not much of a reader, and last night he was watching a Deal or No Deal marathon. Or as he likes to call it, the Pretty Girls Suitcase Show. But I can tell you, he was really, really pissed off a black guy won that, too.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Speech was heard by millions, but the speech had special meaning to two of its youngest listeners.
Sasha and Malia, I love you both more than you can imagine, and you have earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House.
Wow. That is so weird. That is the same deal I had with my father. You will get a dog when I become president of the United States. Of course, the search for a new White House pet can mean only one thing. This is set to be a long, hard-fought contest. Who is set to be America's first pooch come January? For more, we go to John Oliver on the campaign trail. John, who is in the running? Who
can you tell? This here is Mr. Jingles. He is a dog. And Mr. Jingles threw his collar into the ring early this morning on his walkies. Now, just a little about what Mr. Jingles might bring to the White House. He's running very much on a pro-biscuit, anti-bath platform. And when it comes to the Rose Garden, it's dig, baby, dig.
That's a decent candidate right there. Who else is running? Who else is going to be going there? Because that's clearly a very strong contender. Is there...
Well, John, we also have Buster here.
Chihuahua.
Well, that is true. I mean, there has never been a Chihuahua in the White House. Is America ready for a dog like Buster? That's hard to say. We'll have to wait and see. But what we must remember is all these candidates have been thoroughly vetted. Vetted. You get it? You get it like this because he's a dog.
Right.
Right. Vetted. You get it? Come
right.
on, Buster.
No, I get it.
I don't see you smiling, John.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not smiling.
You didn't get it.
Only because I'm not smiling right now. It's not. Didn't seem. Well, who is that? Who is that right there that you have?
This is Mittens. And lots of people have been talking about her.
But that's a cat, John. That's a...
She's a maverick. And pay no attention to the jewel collar. She's already said that she's going to donate it to a kennel at the end of the campaign. Besides, look at her. She had a litter just 5 weeks ago. You couldn't tell. This is one sexy cat.
Well, thank you, John Oliver. It looks like it'll be a perfectly spirited contest. Is it? You're not smiling. Well, thank you very much. John Oliver, great report.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Fox News Sunday. Please welcome back to the program, Chris Wallace. Young man. How are you?
I am great. And I want to say, in the celebration of the Obama victory,
what?
Because I know you're going to make jokes about Fox News
what?
That we're not happy about Obama.
Not at
and,
all.
And in the effort to bring us all together, I have brought you a present.
This is very exciting.
I have brought you a present, yes, because what happened?
Just give me the present.
No, it's a little buildup. Last night,
all right.
Karl Rove
who?
Came to the Fox News set with cookies. Cookies in the shape of a little Fox News. Can somebody come in close? Widescreen TV. There you go.
Right.
And I'm giving you, and it's interesting because he gave me two, but he said, this one specifically, give to Jon Stewart. So, Jon... Eat the cookie.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I'll eat it. Karl Rove can't hurt me anymore. Wow. Karl Rove buys cookies.
I'm just counting until it takes effect. Three, two.
Free market capitalism is the only way to go. We must keep America safe. The Democrats cannot do that. The cookies work.
Exactly.
Is it, what's going on over there today? How long do you sit, Shiva? At Fox News. Can I tell you something, though? I have to say this. Yourself, Shep Smith.
You know what?
You, what Shep Smith.
Whatever,
wait, hold on.
You're going to get me in trouble if
no,
Fox
no, no,
knows.
No, you
please
and Shep
don't
Smith,
praise me.
You and Shep Smith both
yes.
have your moments.
We're all very happy except for Sean Hannity, who's too busy in the bathroom crying.
Oh. I felt so badly for him. And the last week, bless their hearts, they tried so hard. The network, not you.
Acorn was a legitimate story.
Let me show you. This is a little compendium of like the last 2 days on Fox News.
Just
like,
very quick. Okay,
watch this.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Obama and friends: the history of radicalism. Now tonight we are bringing you an entire hour of Barack Obama's questionable relationships.
Will Senator Obama deliberately bankrupt the coal industry if he becomes president?
This Rashid Khalidi send-off that Barack Obama gave.
We are just hours away from Election Day, and the Reverend Jeremiah Wright is back in the news.
At 11 o'clock this morning, what we're going to find out is whether or not his half-aunt is registered to vote. Oh, my gosh.
Because if she is, that would be embarrassing.
Let me just I honestly believe that you only saw only on Fox News.
No, it is. What happens now to Fox News? Do they lose their chairmanships? What happens? Are you? What happens to their belief in executive power, in executive privilege? How do they? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Is it going to be hard to turn that around?
Listen, you didn't see our coverage because
I did see it.
And Stephen Colbert were crying when at 11 o'clock when they announced the president.
Yes, imagine people having human emotions to a historic moment. imagine a country coming full circle from slavery and that affecting me on a deeply personal level.
Coming over here seemed like such a good idea 45 minutes ago.
You know, can I tell you though something? I really do appreciate what you do over there. I do worry about them because that last week there seemed to be panic in the air.
Let me just say, I worry about you. That William Ayers joke bombed.
No!
I'm telling you, this crowd is not ready. Actually, that's a good line.
Bombed. I was going to say it bombed. I think that's what they're reacting to.
Incidentally, I hear he's going to be a member of the Obama cabinet, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Settle down. Can I tell you this, though? He actually gave an interview recently where he's like, look, I barely knew the guy. I don't know what to say. Like, he wished that he knew him better. But
did you notice that he showed up at 8 o'clock when everybody in the world was around the voting, the polling booth? Do you think that was just an accident on William Ayers' part?
No, I think Barack probably called him like he usually does at 6 a.m. and said, what are you wearing today? And then Bill said, I'm wearing a red sweater. And then he said, are they going to keep the fair and balanced thing or hasn't that? You think they'll...
Yes, of course we're going to keep it. Do you really think that Barack Obama is not going to mess up like every other politician who ever lived?
No, but I tell you this, and this is the thing that gives me hope. For the first time since I can remember, and this includes the Clintons, somebody is speaking in a manner that matches my sensory perception. In other words, like for the past 8 years, and even further back than that, I would walk outside and go, oh, it's 60 degrees, there's a light breeze, I could wear a light jacket, it's a lovely day, and then I'd turn on a Fox network and they'd go, it's snowing. And I'd think, wow, that doesn't match my perceptive reality. This guy speaks, I recognize him as human. He wears his frailty on a, don't you think? Isn't it exciting? Are you excited?
I am excited. Listen, honestly, I am excited. I mean, first of all, anybody who was a child of the civil rights movement and of the 60s, the idea that an African-American, to watch that family
crazy.
Walk out there crazy. Last night and to think that is going to be the first family of the United States, a beautiful black woman.
They look like
woman,
they belong in a Sears photography studio cube. Crazy.
And beautiful children and a handsome, strong, smart, self-confident black man. I never thought I would see it in my life, and I think it's wonderful for the country. It couldn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Completely
agree. It would be like the French suddenly electing an Algerian as president. No, seriously, it is an extraordinary thing. I hope he does great.
Right. Can I tell you something?
He probably won't, but and then we'll cover it in either way. Listen, I don't mean that part of it. They all mess up.
But for a second there, if I may?
Yes, you recognized a human emotion?
You look like you were welling up. Fox News Sunday airs Sunday mornings on your local Fox station. Chris Wallace!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.